Simon & Schuster Audio presents Bad Vibes Only and Other Things I Bring to the Table. Essays by Nora McInerney. Read by the author.
For the Terribles. I've never been a natural. All I do is try, try, try. Taylor Swift, Mirrorball. Before we begin. When my son was 2 years old, he would greet new children at the park by saying, "I'm Ralphie. My dad is dead." The children tended not to care very much about Ralph's deceased father, but any parent or caregiver around them would freeze, trying to will their faces to project an air of inquisitiveness rather than anguish. "Yes," I'd say, "that's correct." And the two of us would go about our business, which meant me standing at the bottom of a slide Ralph would never go down, while he stood at the top and made sure every other kid got a turn. Some days I might offer an insincere apology to the person whose day seemed to be ruined by the facts of Ralph's and my life. And some days, I might even offer up the tidbits I could sense they were craving. How did he die? How old was he? Did he deserve it? If you're craving these same tidbits, I don't blame you. And the answers are brain cancer, 35, and no, not even a little bit. Ralph's limited vocabulary and sense of social norms had freed him from the tyranny of conversational niceties and allowed him to state the facts, however awful they be. Soon enough, I knew, he would learn to lie like the rest of us. By omission, by wrapping the unruly threads of his life tight, or trimming them off entirely. He will learn that the best way to keep people comfortable is to hide your own discomfort or deny it entirely. He will learn to fake it until he makes it, to betray himself in a million ways, just like his mother. I don't know when I learned that fine was the correct answer to how are you, but nobody ever had to explicitly tell me that, "Well, I'm teetering on the edge of a nervous breakdown," is definitely not the answer your colleague is looking for while you pass each other in the hallways between your many overlapping meetings. It doesn't take a psychology degree to understand that some things are just more pleasant than others.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?